And you're dumb. Like, of all the places to go start waitressing, would be Sugar San Antonio for me, someone like me from Lubbock. Before I joined the Army, I was going to work at Chili. You know, that's I don't go for them, you know. I don't have these tendencies, these anything at all. And in Bexar County, I was a CNA at Morningside Ministry. And then for Nurses Unlimited, during a time no one can take advantage of me. And you can't even associate to them and trying to retaliate. Or even a CNA in Lubbock afterwards, I finished school. And then I worked for a woman from Texas Tech, a disabled woman who got in a car wreck. And, yeah, I worked for her. And I was a single mother. And I was still in the Army right after I got out of jail. And that's when they did military. But I had no memory because there was just so many things going on that they didn't know. Not only just being at home and some random person saying, say happy birthday. I was attacked. I had surgery. My daughter's in daycare. I was in work. I just applied at Lubbock County. Things before basic and, you know, and be, you know, so a lot, so many that I, being in therapy is not shameful. I'd have been just, that would have been just fine. I was a reservist. You don't have a psychology to mock why people get picked for the reserves or active duty. Nobody has that in each individual reservist versus if they have active duty family too. Like why they're in the reserves and their family's in active duty. You really don't have that to analyze for criminals, prostitutes, corrections. They can't even talk at all, really. Because you look stupid. And there's no Bexar County acting like you talk for what the reserves is in Bexar County. I went to the reserve unit in Bexar County to see if I could transfer. And I met the sergeant. And then I don't remember anything and I left. And then I left, and then I was back home, and I don't remember. It was after the accident where I was deemed to be out drunk all night. And I caused the accident, or I was, you know, somebody who purposely did something when I didn't see anything turning. I was just at home checking my blinds. After being attacked, pulled over, and then went to call a cop. After calling a cop the first time, and my daughter. And then just being back from AIT surgery. Roommates, I don't remember them. I don't remember. And then my daughter being threatened before, I don't remember. And just so many things I don't remember. And there's no condition to put me where my phone wouldn't be paid. And there's no break your fucking teeth. Or no Bexar County. And you wish some crack faggot had something, had people had things to say, reported 4 years ago, never seen again. Or TDCJ trying to force a veteran into homeless veteran or process. Or people being turned in. Police reports protection. And you don't groom into human trafficking either. And I'm not one of you. And you know, I'm a security guard, but you don't know me. I don't have old associations when I'm a rehabilitative veteran. Some people know what they're doing when they're doing it. And they have associations or maybe not. Or where they apply or what they do. I have none. Because you wish you could claim people knowing what I've been through at work. You could show up to my work and you claim you know me. You do not know me or my daughter. You don't know me or my child. And you don't have anything to exploit or mock in a musician's family. Because I've been kidnapped before. You don't have anything to exaggerate to do like to force the human trafficking. You don't have anything to do or prove. You're a sex trafficker. And cops aren't special. Detectives aren't special. And those criminals go to jail too. Care how you're all associated. We don't have to care. They're all strangers to me. None of them are innocent. You would be strangers to our families. You don't know us growing up. You don't know my daughter. You don't know me. They gave birth to my family. I gave birth to my family. Made sure I made it home. I was with a Marine. I got somewhere safe and saved from where I was at. And I wouldn't even be in those places. I'm not even a personality of someone that would be in those places, and still not my family's fault. Because people work in bars as waitresses everywhere. In a place like that where everybody who goes to those kinds of places, even people who work there, would be criminal or associated to things that would happen, like sex trafficking, human trafficking, prostitution, kidnapping, rape, being drugged in your drink, drug dealers, gang member. I didn't belong here. And it's not my family's fault. Because my father is in church at work, and they knew I was at work as a security guard, at work in my own home. And I finished college, and they wrote me in prison, and I finished college. And my mother paid for it. And my daughter's grandmother did the best she could, writing me. And there's no Christina Richmond trying to kidnap my daughter, claiming homicide. And there's no trying to manipulate it, claiming you're smarter. Because there's no playing a game in a USAA case that would never even be homicide mentioned to play a game from the beginning to the end to have me murdered for gossiping hookers. Of course they gossip about everybody they want to rape, sex traffic, cover up for criminals that do, cops that do. Nothing they say is even matters at all. They do it to children. They do, you know, they'll put down children to rape them, take advantage of them, groom them, do everything. So not even exploitation of any kind matters. They're fucking trashy junkies, prostitutes, ignored. Like they are ignored in the world. And they get help to kidnap people. And in every case where people are turned in, there's no documented anything of retaliation. And you're not going to be a first. Like, you want to make history because you got caught. You go to jail and there's no God for you. There's no, oh, I didn't know this, I didn't know that. It doesn't matter what you know or don't know when you kidnap. Are you facilitating helping? Because somebody could be a nobody like you claim from a nothing family. Because literally you claim that from of anybody you dare even touch inappropriately or think of kidnapping or raping. Doesn't matter if you're from a little family, a big family, musician's family, from any kind of family, military, anything around the world. And in San Antonio, it doesn't matter if you say veteran, they would try to kidnap. They get obsessed with the military and they get obsessed in prison. I mean, some people don't, but they do. So much. So there's nothing to do. Acting like you're innocent. And you have no retaliation, like you have something to prove either. People are going to get caught. People don't cover things up so bad. People get caught. I'm a mother. I go to therapy. I don't get killed in prison either. And you don't get liked either. So sure of yourself. And then try to set up murder and human trafficking again in Bexar County. Either. Trying to cover it up still. Parole's worthless. Custody court's worthless. Attorneys, cops, detention's worthless. None of your criminals matter to someone like me, male or female. They would never matter to me. Don't give a fuck if it's a hooker. They're ugly no matter what. A criminal, I'm not a faggot either. They're all disgusting no matter what. You wouldn't know me, broke down crack fags or dykes. I wouldn't have you in my home. I don't know who the fuck you're used to. Actually, it don't matter. You would never know me. You don't meet a stranger in me and think you get like I'm going to invite you in my home. I don't feel sorry for you, bitch, and none of you get fed. Long gone. By law. And I have an attorney, so go to jail forever. I didn't have a court-appointed attorney, I had a real attorney. And a different kind of attorney. So get life in prison claiming I'd be a veteran you could move in with, VA benefits, you can get to my daughter, gossiping with those who sex traffic or rape or help rape or cover up, thinking they're cool or thinking they're cops or corrections or it's, and you don't get to think you're anything in my life because I don't want to fucking know. Nothing makes you fucking cool. And even trying to groom with medication, like I said, or how much medication was out or the things they say. I was with my daughter, you know, no memory, no matter what the fuck you could claim they did to me. I'm sure somebody hit me or raped me and kidnapped me and my daughter from wherever. No, they follow you from anywhere, gas station. You know, Bear County has so many disgusting neighborhoods, no matter where the fuck you are. And no matter what base you're by. And no matter if you just stop, go put gas, and I'm with my daughter. Or you stop, or somebody tries to talk to you. Then I don't know anybody. I'm not from there. And nobody can, not from a bar either. Because, you know, like what bars? And you couldn't feel set up. I don't fucking know cops. You couldn't feel anything. They know what they're doing. And you couldn't say certain things to me. They thought they looked smarter and arrogant. And I don't take medications, especially around my daughter, around strangers. What, were they supposed to be so groomed and beaten or raped that I would be so comfortable or as little things said would scare me? You're so stupid altogether. They separate my daughter and then they don't intimidate differently or pick me up with detectives. You don't affect me at work. And none of you are innocent or wanted. That's by any mental health or substance use or military psychiatry of any veteran all over the state. And I'm a mother with a child. I wouldn't want to know you. We have nothing in common, premeditated, set up, or from before, from criminals claiming they know someone. You would never know me. And after saying that my daughter's father, no one. Even before, you don't know my daughter. And they're associated to sex traffickers, and that things couldn't happen because I make police report to try to force me and my daughter separated from a place that I was supposed to just be there till I go to prison and then leave all her stuff with them. Not knowing I've been through taking medication from his mother. And I'm an innocent person. And it doesn't mean I want him back or have obsessions. I have no obsession with no Christina Richmond who doesn't control really no one. And no one gossips about me. I mean, we met. I'm a different person. I've never gossiped my family. Never gossiped about him once. And that's my daughter. And I was in my own home at work, and you were not better than me because of where your home is and who you are. Because in that, you're a fucking laughing of a bitch with a similar address to that of a criminal who thinks they're all criminals together who threaten to kill him. And who has no association to my fucking daughter. And there's no watcher associations. People get reported and they're strangers. They literally go to jail if they even think about thinking they know somebody when they know that they don't and they're criminals and they're sex trafficking and they think there's something special and they're trashy and criminal and in the jail and detention and you're not famous and you can threaten someone like me of associations of, you know, active duty family, musician family. I should be able to get a victim advocate and an attorney. And you have no associations in your family to be fucking even relevant to stalking me one time. Because I make 20 police reports, 20 protection orders, and you go to prison obsessed with every fucking thing in the fucking world. And there's no being on your best behavior at Texas Lawman Security. I get my memory back, anything done to me. I don't know what you think would be done that wouldn't get my memory back. Like people are so slick in being criminals as cops. Me and my daughter were kidnapped. Undercover cops are rapists. You couldn't even threaten to kill me, rape me, hit me. And I'm sure they've tried all of it when there were other detectives. And they were helping criminals. And they've kidnapped me in places I would never be. But you can't claim you don't do that because you go to places you shouldn't be. Around innocent people. In public. Acting like you do nothing associated to criminal. So you can't blame me. And I'm a different person. So no matter what, I stay strong, no matter what you think you've done. And you know you've done something. When it's detectives involved. Whether you wish you could have killed me. Or what you've done to try to intimidate or scare. And then what they do as criminals to help them. And then my child. And I know nobody's innocent. And you can't play it off. And you're not cute. And nobody's your child. Or college student. So disgusting. And you got a child too exploiting the government because they got caught You don't do that to no one's child. Anywhere. Like, you scare. You couldn't kill a child. Even though they do. And they have it all set up. Like, they control to do things. And now I've told his family, you don't control to do shit. You stupid bitch. To organize anything or act like some super mom. You know, I talked to a veteran. I talked to other security. Would you have killed Damien Daniels' children or Jessica Mitchell? You couldn't kill me. I try to threaten you're going to kill mine. I get told different things, different people every time something. And it's not snitching and you can't go after anyone. And there's no, I like black people. Because Mexicans play along with your Mexicans. And I associate you black people, white people. You know, other people who tell me everything. And it's not your world, Mexican cops, detective. Your Mexican criminals that help you. They go to fucking prison. And you don't have it recorded. But you claim you know who I am or lie for people in prison. You don't have a protest. I don't look at assholes or vaginas like veterans or military families of any kind all over the states have these things said about their, you know, whatever they go to prison for and whatever condition, may it be a woman or a man. You don't have a shameful protest that I don't look at vaginas or assholes. For anybody to be justified in thinking they can make them gay or make them something to eat their vagina or turn into what the fuck they are, that makes you the most deviated kind of people who need life in prison. Because you don't ever get looked at sexually. Anything the government did, I just looked over. And I don't look at people having sex. I don't look at their any part of their body. You can't even claim that. I look away and there's no culture shock in a gym full of naked people where it's so easy not to stare. As if it's a problem somebody doesn't stare at them. You actually have nothing. Nothing. They're trying to torture like corrections can pull my hair. You can't pull my hair. Not even with their criminals. And that's funny because you couldn't do it in there. Acting like you can just pull the hair of someone to force them in human trafficking, a veteran. Trying to cover, help gossip to force a veteran mother. That you can pull my hair? You're going to pull my daughter's? You're going to pull a little girl's hair to force her to be raped? To cover up for those who rape and kidnap? Gossiping like you're about shit? They look fucking stupid. You don't have a vagina. You could ever talk about it being in conversation with me. You sound so fucking dumb. Completely ignored. And you can't claim somebody's lucky. Like you didn't grab them to force them to talk to you. You look stupid or somebody didn't grab them. You need to be in life in prison in the world. And you're not innocent. They stay the fuck away from veterans, kids, and family. Of all kinds. Because all kinds of veteran women and men go to prison. They couldn't claim for a lifetime. That's what they did. When you think you deem somebody weak because they won't talk to you. Oh, I'm weak. I've never been to prison. I separated myself. But Bexar County helps organize crime with prostitutes. I don't know no cop. You know that, though. So you look stupid in Bexar County detention, too, because I won't talk to your criminals or them. They say the mental health away from them. And you couldn't kill me? And you don't have a scary reputation. You were the sickest version of a god. You didn't even have the word snitch to you. Because you look so fucking stupid and not associated to my life whatsoever. And I'm not gay. And you wouldn't be wanted in my home or on my daughter. Protection orders, police reports. From one is from them all. And there's several people. You're so fucking ugly, bitch. You look stupid when background checks are done. Claiming someone like me would know you. Or my daughter. All names on police reports. Or claiming that you met me. Or claiming that you're a victim. And you know you're damn well not. Just stay the fuck away because you don't get attention either. You would never get attention from me. Like you would meet me normally in a place I would never be. And you don't have retaliation either. You just go the fuck away. Who the fuck do you think you are? Nobody does. Or like you never kidnapped people before. You really don't have a voice to speak. Long gone. You're not associated with my daughter. Either. And nobody wants to have sex with you. Either. And everything premeditated. They know what they did. So just stay the fuck away from me. Because you weren't thought of in prison either. Really nobody was. Finished school. Brought my daughter every week for 4 years. Concentrated on my daughter. Journaling. A sponsor. Try to have sex with me versus other people's stories of the sponsors. AA sponsors trying to have sex with them. Or them having sex together. I just made sure I wrote a sponsor for you. And I'm not some god. I'm a Buddhist. That was a godly woman writing me. But I'm a Buddhist. And you can claim to take advantage of any male world to any Buddhist. Because I was a sex trafficking victim in there. They threatened my daughter. Tried to organize murder. You don't know someone. You can organize shit. But they're trying to cover up for others thinking there's something fucking... They're so disgusting. The way Bexar County plans with criminals. And when veterans threaten, or they have a cop in their family, and the way they try to threaten someone, or use them for money, and the way they do it to many others, look through their phone, look through everything. You know, with the Vegas cop. Couldn't claim to marry me for money and want to invite me somewhere. You can't do that to me, because you couldn't feel set up. Because it has nothing in association to other things. When you didn't know me at all. But, you know, they were in the military, so they know something. And they're from San Antonio. People aren't stupid, and they can't feign to be stupid. And they really look stupid trying to be smart. So they know what they really look like. And they still look like the dumbass people that they are. No one's jealous or wants your husband. None of your husbands, none of your wives. And none of you can facilitate in trying to do anything to my daughter. In which all of you have. All of you. Have tried. Go to fucking jail. I was at work. In a place of intelligent people. And you can't claim a vet, a security guard making a police report. Like security guards all over the states make. There's a reason to kill me. Why is it that? For me. At Guard Texas. As trying to cover up so much. You can't claim somebody snitching. Snitching. And like you're stronger, trying to make jokes of that nigger, Trey Song, Mexican cops with criminal, Mexican criminals covering up for trash, and then trying to have a joke saying I like black people. Like you just are so smart, taking advantage of with your people. You can't claim to be so fucking smart. Or not good enough to be saved by an attorney. Or try to block me from witness protection and victim advocate. But witness protection in Bexar County is murder too. Because they're so corrupt trying to cover for their people. So I was in military resources where they couldn't touch me. And they still tried there too when I turned in that attorney. And you couldn't do that to me at all. At all. You're so fucking stupid. When I get told everything. And there's no such thing as somebody's a snitch. Or you ruin their jobs because they're snitching. I'm somebody who gets a victim advocate. And you're not a military psychiatrist. Who? They don't snitch. I turn in everything. And you don't control VA benefits. In TDCJ or Bexar County for hookers. You could wish there was VA benefits. People that you control for hookers or criminal. Nobody gets my father's VA benefits but his wife and his family. My brother, but his my brother. Nobody me but me and proper people helping me. Then you couldn't help me with college either because it had to be proper people, no one in TD. Because you don't control that. You control my daughter. You're so damn stupid, and there's no criminals acting like they're so something, saying let's get her VA benefits. I'm a woman with a child. I didn't get shamed or I left with other people. You can torture to kill me. Not even my daughter's veteran grandmother. They torture to kill with everything you can think of. Sexually. And I'm not a deviated person. I lived there. So they know that I'm not. Even though he's so-called married, they know that I'm not a deviated person with them or my daughter. You're covering up too much. She doesn't have a deviated mother or family. You're so fucking disgusting. And nobody and nothing done will make somebody want to be gang-affiliated gay. You associated to family. And there's no gang-affiliated resorting to Mexican gang. Not from someone like me. At all. And there were big military who go to prison everywhere. You know, high rank military or people with big jobs. You know, more intelligence than I. And you couldn't claim that of anything. Trying to take advantage of someone like me makes you look like a coward. I'm not a snitch. I'm just never, ever your prostitute. And you don't ruin proper help. There's no, I'm not your prostitute of proper people. I've had proper people in my life. There's no Mexicans. There's no Mexican gang members. Those are all veterans. And no more security guards. They don't know how we associate. We don't associate sexually in conversation. And that's from the beginning to the end. I don't associate sexually in conversation. Someone like me, per psychology, wouldn't. So corrections look stupid. You would look so dumb. I'm a grown woman who was tortured. You know, like, to be killed. There's no such thing as snitching. People write grievances statewide. A piece of paper that don't affect you, you wish, or you get at all. It goes to different. It doesn't go to correction. I wouldn't fucking know your sloppy, fat, trashy ass. You wish I needed a protection officer working with per... Protection officer working with Child Protection Service, Texas Health and Human Services, and then protection officers, veterans, military, highly intelligent people who don't need sex from me, who don't need my daughter, sex from my daughter, who don't need those things, who didn't even claim they did, that's so offending. You can claim when looking at me or her that that's the first thing on their mind. I just associate, I'm an innocent person who survived. And you don't exploit someone's family. You can't claim they don't with your association. You're lying because there's no your association wanted in prison. Because I'm an innocent person protected by law and so are they. You can't say welcome to prison, bitch. You don't have that. They're all low life and police reports. You don't have detention corrections in there. Because people have laws. Things get reported. And you don't have it out here. You go to prison. Those prostitutes put on police report protection orders and that fag. You go to prison. You don't have protection. You can't feel set up. They're fucking trashy. People are laughed at. They'll be laughed at how many crimes they've committed in their life. And you don't know an innocent person. You don't know any innocent people. That's who reports you every fucking. And they still try it again. Every fucking. No matter what you're affiliated to. You go to prison so sure of yourself that somebody was going to be killed. I remember everything. You don't have no threats and no Marine. No Army, no Navy, no Air Force. That's DOD families. They don't have DOD crimes to organize. VA benefit crimes to organize. And you wish you block people's associations to proper people thinking you control Earth. To murder someone. Bexar County and TDC. You wish you did that. You're not worth covering for. You know, no one statewide is worth covering for. You're not worth covering for what you've done. And how you try to play it off, but you knew it was happening. You are not worth covering for. No one, gives a fuck if you're married. Whether you're married or not, or if it's fake set up to kill someone like the others, trying to claim I'm obsessed with their husband. Or my daughter's stepmother. I'm not obsessed with you. What they resorted to agreeing to with an attorney. and what they agreed to by even meeting them at all. You control nothing and no one. You don't have anything someone's jealous of. You control nothing at all. Nobody cares worldwide if you think you married a strong family. You go to jail. When you should be dishonorably discharged. And charges. And I'm military too. But I got the fuck away. I got away. And you weren't set up. They've done it to so many. It's not like you're married to a military mother or woman. Not a day in your life did you get married to one. That looks, you're pathetic. And you go to jail. You're not stronger. They go to jail out here too. Nobody cares what you look like. People go to jail of all kinds. Nobody cares what you're associated to. You couldn't get obsessions or retaliation. You couldn't do it in the army. You can't do it out here. If that's what you did your whole time, try to murder women. With your association to trash some active duty Mexicans masturbation video. And claim anything about an abortion. And you couldn't feel anything. You're not meant to know me. Or anybody. Anybody. Anyone. That's a joke. That's what you went in at. And you wish you knew me. Like, claiming I get my normal body back. When I think about my body. And it would trigger me just somewhere. I protect mice. I get triggered to what I... I'll be back. Like, you really never knew me. So you can't even claim I get triggered to something. And you're a kidnapper. You couldn't claim that. Of me even working as a waitress in a bar when I was 19, and some of those bars, the second somebody asks you something else, depending on who they are, you know, you never know. They're highly intelligent people, sometimes from other countries. And you know, I don't know anything then about human. So my family's innocent, I'm innocent. Because I mean, though they know something, I'm just, you know, I'm just a woman. That's a woman work there. But I'm from innocent Lubbock, Texas. I'm from Lubbock. So Lubbock going to work in another city. And there's no example like welcome to Bexar County. Because Bexar County's on Bexar County. And there's no Bexar County on Lubbock. I would have just been a waitress at a normal restaurant like Chili's or something else. But I don't remember who I met and who I applied with. I don't remember. And nobody has a conversation. There's no busted open from no one. You don't shame a person who's been anywhere. And you're nowhere, and everywhere you go, you exploit people to be raped. No human trafficked or kids. You don't even, and people are grown-ups in grown places everywhere doing whatever they do, and they're highly intelligent. You wouldn't have that to say to them, and I don't really have an association to what they do because I wouldn't be doing it. But I know losers don't have that to say to a human trafficking of any kind. Of any kind. Are you dumb? And you don't have a family to shame. You know, I've been through different things since I was young. And I'm of the government differently. People aren't of the government. They're just nastier. You know, my whole family's not reading voodoo books, witch books, books of giving bread and coochie juices spells and crack spells, crackhead. And nobody's interested. We're military. Any. And there's nothing to do to me. You don't block my proper help to cover up for what the fuck you trying so long to murder. You don't have a point to prove I was at work just fine. You don't have anything to get in for your Mexican gang member. Because when they said gang rape, God, and attorney, you know, I'm a veteran. So I'm a mother, and I'm an American. But you really can't claim that it's going to be of other Because that's offending to whatever. And I don't talk to a Mexican gang member. Because you couldn't feel offended by a fucking... Since I was 19, those people are the ones completely avoided. And you don't have a reputation in that. You are completely avoided. Completely. And then that's because I was in those places and I met people of other races, but I wasn't raped. And it's not, they know similar thing. Of course they do, but Mexicans are fucking so disgusting. Disgusting. You don't want to have fingers to point, like, black people raped her, white people raped her, why she met white people, she's hanging out with white people, she's hanging out with black people. No, Mexicans are fucking dirty. And I was, you know, that's because undercovers go in there too. Detectives, cops, attorneys, judges. Some of these people sleep with them all. I knew none. Absolutely none. And my family, you know, my associations, even as a waitress, I still knew none. Like, how would I know? Why would I know? So even as a waitress, waitresses get, and it's still not my family's fault. You know, they're intelligent in a different way. And I'm just their innocent daughter. Even though my uncle was a musician, I wasn't around my father. And I was innocent in, you know, elementary, junior high, and high school. And proof at Escoto High School when I wore the number 23, Michael. You know, I'm an innocent. And there's nothing to try to be associated obsession with that to kidnap. Because nobody can claim they even look me up on Facebook. And that would be a reason to want to kidnap me. Or anything. But, I mean, they want to kidnap in this world for so many. For so many things. And I don't blame them. And they, you know, or anything. And I put on all black team just fine. Are you stupid? And I was a starter. And no one ever did anything. You're not going to ruin that. And then in San Antonio, you're not going to ruin it for any San Antonio Spurs Association. And that's what, and I'm not from a criminal. I'm not from a criminal family. At all. You don't have an obsession to have and do what you've done. And then claim you have someone to put down or blame or retaliate. You know, people go to jail worldwide and they couldn't retaliate a day. Get life sentences. You couldn't retaliate or even plan to with TDC. Get life sentences. They're thinking you're smarter. You know, I'm a security guard. You're smarter than all security agencies worldwide and their command centers and everything. And you want help to cover up for undercover cop, detective, kidnapping, human trafficking, rape, for criminals? I don't need to know you and I don't forgive. But my daughter's involved and you couldn't be anywhere. And then trying to play it off like I won't get no memory. I get it back and you couldn't feel set up. Because I was almost being killed. And you wish you were worth that much. Like anyone was statewide. There's people who are perfect cops. Perfect people. And even though I know what I know. And organized human trafficking has been set up since TDCJ. You still don't exploit me to criminal. And trashy people. I was in proper places. You don't block me from it like it's yours. To organize DOD crime, military murder, and military housing. To be famous in the news. For criminals. Just to be famous. And thinking they threaten someone to make somebody so insecure to kill themselves. Because somebody just want to eat their vagina or want to know them or be gay. And you don't have welcome to the world. You go to jail on a higher level now, involved with military, everything you would never be involved with or wanted in at all. You don't have that to say of me. You don't have that to say of my daughter. I'm honorably discharged. Not a word of you claiming I was a prostitute in the army would be true. Or brainwashing TDCJ, or criminals who are not even associated to the army, or anything I went through, or people I know. Like they're so smart. Like, anything they say matters. Like, you describe how, who they are versus me remembering, you know, me being, like, you brainwash and you, corrections, what corrections, and, like, you're gonna be believed? No, I was just fine. I graduated boot camp. I graduated AIT. I was in the reserve. And I remember everything. How hard you tried to brainwash and to cover up what you did. But in that, trying to be that too, you look so pathetic. In TDC Chamber, and other people know. And they're not associated to military anything. And people are so innocent in this world when they are threatened to be kidnapped, or the way that sex traffickers, murderers, or rapists kidnap and rape threatened children. People are so innocent. Even some active duty, especially in a city like that where the drill sergeant Jessica Mitchell was killed and Damian Daniels, a combat vet. And I was just in the reserves. So Bexar County is useless in their corruption trying to cover up what you've done. They don't care about your detention and your, all your criminals. Nobody looks at your vagina or wants to know them. Ain't nobody's gay. They care how people gossip. They gossip everywhere. But you're of the dumbest kind because you represent nothing. Completely ignore. And I'm not gay. You're so fucking ugly. People will laugh at you and there's not a beautiful version of them. That would make me gay either. They look so fucking stupid. Like they're so influential and cool. There wouldn't be another version of you. So crackhead, sucia fest version. Crack pipe, crack mouth version. Disease, crack whore version. Because I mean, another version of them is not in jail or prison. And still, they're useless. There, you have nothing to prove for a building full of people from nowhere, nothing, where I would never be. So, people have nothing to prove in a place where you have threats you will never have. People have nothing to prove anyways, I was never there. And people are, the places are condemned. And nobody cares either way. You know, worldwide, statewide, of all kinds of families, get help and investigation. And people don't have retaliation, they get turned in. You don't have retaliation. Cops get fired all the time. And when you've done something so stupid, then you have no excuse because you wouldn't know me. And my daughter. And I have my memory back. And I don't need to know you. Because other people tell me things. I don't need to know you. And you don't have anything to say whatever race they are when they tell me. Because I don't need to know you. And corrections don't have anything to prove. I don't need to know you. And nobody has snitching from that place because you look dumb to all of me's. You look dumb to all of me's. Other prisons, other states have a human trafficking advocate. So you look dumb to all of them's and who they help. You look so fucking dumb. You look so dumb. Just people are rehabilitative. And you have no say-so on who I am. And that doesn't give forgiveness to that cop. Because in the control you thought you have, you almost tried to murder someone. Facilitating murder, no one's crazy or obsessed with you. That's a joke. No one's obsessed with any of you. And the way to try to make it look like that until the triggering of information remembered. And I would have been dead with them thinking that they could force that to be real. And it's not real. I remember the houses now. And I know there's more memories they don't want me to have. Because I don't know where I got kidnapped, like a lot of other people. But I know people don't play games in bars, but they do, and they're cops. They don't go have lunch with you. And then you don't pick me up around detective. Because you don't really know me, anything about me. And nobody knows anybody they rape. And I don't get pregnant. I'm sick to my stomach. And there's nobody to go lie for them in a safe house claiming they got someone pregnant. It's so fucking disgusting. My daughter's a biracial child. And though we met normally, we only knew each other for a little while, and then I was disappeared. He's from a normal family. But I mean, I've met other normal people. Like, and everybody who goes in there is not some gang member, drug dealer, prostitute, human trafficker. Some people are just going out to have a drink in a different place. And I have a different personality, so I associate different. I don't associate like a prostitute. I don't offer sex for money. I don't have a prostitute personality. I'm from a different family. Or I should have just stayed a waitress, but somewhere else. Because I have an innocent family. And my father was in the military like his mother in Indiana. I mean, but lots of people have, you know, military families who are similar and everywhere, but it's still. And the fact that he's biracial, I associate biracial, and there's nothing to try to act like somebody did something. That people where we met in that apartment, I don't know. And a nurse, somebody who thinks they're a nurse, tried to contact on the internet. And I don't know if they were still stalking for my baby. My daughter. My child. And asking me, do you know where I can get some cocaine? Some prostitute from the bar. Or whether they're a prostitute or they're sitting with it, they're all actor. Because that's what they are in a lot of places where they kidnap kids, follow you to kidnap your kid when you're pregnant, cut out your baby. You know, follow you home, have you murdered. But people waited it out patient. Patient. And I met all kinds of different people. But then again, I met nobody. Because I've met different, I'm not a prostitute. And it wasn't really mental health, I guess, when I separated myself from people. And I don't know who would have been concentrated. Are you dumb? And nowhere in human trafficking all over the states is there, they raped her silly. You know, people don't even have dumb personalities. They don't have smart ones. Criminals are criminal. You don't even have jokes of any human trafficking victim all over the states. And of similar families of mine, of anything, you have none. Because, you know, not even an association should trigger some other people to do something. Like I told Michael Salgado, you owe my family loyalty. Screaming. My uncle worked for you. My father worked for you. But they knew it would happen. The bass song was bass boosted before everything. So, I don't have an obsession there either. And you can't claim you cover for someone. But those someones can claim anything. No one can claim anything. And my father's innocent. My mother's innocent. My brothers are innocent. And nobody has a story in that. My brother's innocent. He worked at Applebee's. My other brother is innocent in the reserves. His picture's right here. He's just normal. Like, he's a reflection of his family. My uncle, who was a Tahanomi's. But he's just a normal person. I've seen his army pictures are normal. Then my other brother has 4 kids, one adopted, and then my other brother is there at work. And you can't try to change personalities. I do matter. You can't change it from the beginning, though, and try to make it look like I do drugs. I never done. And you don't shame me, and he don't shame me. I know the whole world. They don't know the whole world. They're from Lubbock. Never been out of Lubbock, ever. So you don't have anything to do. You don't have families to manipulate and take advantage of like my mother. I have a phone to pay. A job. I have a storage. You don't have obsessions to cover up. I don't have them. My psychology never would. And you don't have psychology to redo in who you are. That makes you look more shameful. And they deny it all the way to Center for Health. To deny my DD-214 because crack hooker. There's nobody saying snitch. Ollie, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck people like them who claim they don't snitch, not kidnap and rape and play games with someone and their children. But you don't get forgiveness either way. Nobody's scared of you. You could never touch me. You could never have me hit to be touched. There's no one helping you. There's no understanding. There's no criminals to retaliate with trying to act like comfortable patient murder. There's no forgiveness. You don't need to know so many people in this world. And there's no one in Lubbock that has a fucking voice. You don't have a voice in any human trafficking article. Go tell their parents. Go call them snitches. They're from Lubbock, Texas. My family's from Lubbock. My family's from Plainview. My family's from San Antonio. West Texas, everywhere. Are you dumb? You don't have me to concentrate on. I have a different kind of family. You don't even have them. I have no associations in there. So you look dumb thinking you have it in mind illegally. So you don't get association to music or military. And all involved with music and of anything. You don't have a smart mouth. You don't even have that of families, of articles in Lubbock, or wherever families they are, who have no associations. Because of course things happen. Or not of course, but of course people, things happen to a person where these things could happen everywhere. But you don't get forgiven. It happens everywhere. And when you're not smart, you don't comment because you go to fucking prison. And the Hernandezes aren't no shit for me. I don't owe you shit. And you would have got sued then. And now it's the city. Or a retaliating family. Out fighting more criminals, whether they're from Lubbock or somewhere else. And whether they retaliate or not. Or why they hit somebody in the head with a fucking bottle. With a family of friends drunk of all trashy people on the news saying he had it coming. Of association with people I don't even know. I don't even know, but I've had to protect myself in Lubbock, too, from people from Mexico and even in other cities. So my daughter, children like her, soldiers like us, of all races, I just don't know. But I know that at one point I was going to appeal my case. And at some point it was going to be brought up who these people are and what their story is, because how it led to the death of someone that I didn't see something in the room. It's an innocent mom who was just at home. An innocent mother who was just at home. Like, there's nothing wrong with me being innocent just at home. And I'm a victim of crime, and nobody tells me to come tell them happy birthday. Probably of the same kind of fucking low-life punks, because I'm a single mom who doesn't meet a stranger. For these kinds of reasons, a single mother, and I don't have a background of drug addiction, of alcoholism. I have a, just because I worked in a bar, that would be a joke when grown ass people, that I worked in a bar, not of my family. I know the government. It would just be a joke. I don't get triggered to anything. I go to school. My daughter's in daycare. I go to therapy. My daughter's, you know, I go to work. And that's it. Because my mother's not a drug addict. She's not an alcoholic. And though you can't pick on people's limited education, they're everywhere. She's been in her job a long time, like other people just down the street. And their education is based on their race, how they grew up. My mother's is different, but she still works just fine. I wouldn't be in this position. I would be at work and at home. And I study a lot. I study a lot, and no one stops me. And I contact victim advocates, and everything triggers me. I meet veterans, and I'm told everything. So no one takes advantage of me. No one can take advantage of them or their children. And my child means something to me. I can't imagine what would happen. Because I'm probably somebody they murder. Because I protect my child no matter what. Because I separate myself, and drugs don't appeal to me. Medication, Xanax. Alcohol, you don't know my background. When you think you know everything, because I get sick. You know, I get nauseous. different things happen to me, and there were not a fucking thing you could do to hurt me, rape me, intimidate me, or use drugs to force me to be like the people of your people from. But that's in lots of human. You know, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a drug addict. My family's not. My daughter's not of those. And I stay strong in you. And I know no one can claim to have touched me. Blocked memory.